It's 5:52. Now, imagine playing a board game, perhaps with your children, a board game that never ended. Your idea of hell, perhaps. But if you're an enlightened parent, and enlightened is the right word to use in this context, you might appreciate an opportunity to gather the family around the Buddha wheel, because apart from having no ending, it's got no winners or losers either. And the aim is to help you explore your inner self. And apparently it's very popular. Emily Priest is from Totnes in Devon and invented the game. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
So are you a Buddhist?
Yes.
Right. And the normal idea of a game, I'm afraid the games in which I quite like getting involved, is when you have winners and losers, but yours doesn't.
Well, like I say, there's winners and losers. It's not like it's how we play the game.
So there are winners and losers.
Well, there's in Buddha Wheel, the main aim of the game is to get out of the wheel of rebirth and the continuing ups and downs of daily life. So
and
I guess once you've achieved that, that's a place to go.
Right, you have to find enlightenment, do you,
yes,
in the end? Right, how do you escape from the wheel of life?
Well, in the different realms in the wheel of life, you pick up cards that tell you what your little character has been up to.
Mm.
And some of the actions are good and some of the actions are bad. And you try to collect more positive than negative and work your way out of the wheel.
Right. So you're not strictly playing against other people, then? You're sort of playing against yourself, aren't you?
No, indeed. And it, because of its non-competitive nature, one thing we found while we play the game is people can come and go as much as they like, and you can also save your game. So it works very well. It's a very flexible game.
Does it take a long time, though? I mean, some people never find enlightenment.
Yeah. I played it with my neighbour the other day, and she became a Buddha in not much more than an hour.
Really?
But I was quite surprised by that.
Because you didn't think she really had it in her, you mean?
Well, you know, people surprise you, don't they?
And so you devised the game, and then you suddenly thought, well, let's try to market it.
Yeah, well, what I did was took it to a few of the festivals I was going to, just because it was something my family were playing, you know.
Mm.
And people kept saying to me, oh, this is fantastic, you know, where do you get it from? And so I did, you know, I'm a mother of two, so I did the mother thing. I thought, oh, there's a need, you know, I'll respond to it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're a very good Buddhist, but I mean, making money out of marketing games is perhaps not part of your faith, or what do you think?
I think it all depends upon your activity. I mean, I'm trying to, with the game, to generate, I mean, if it's going to generate any money, for it to go into my local community and benefit others. So from that perspective, it's a community project. I'm not particularly thinking, of making a
You're not going to buy yourself a big car or anything with it, then?
No, not particularly.
Right, and how is it going? How are sales going?
It's going really well, yeah. I mean, every time I play it, I get one or two orders when I actually do activities. And I've been going to schools and colleges, as well as doing sort of evenings in retreat centres and just at home. So, and I've sold 60, 30 are to the Catskills, a place in the US.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's going very well.
So you're waiting, yeah, that's not exactly a huge production line as
no,
yet, though, is it? You're
not
waiting further orders.
Well, I meant for initial run of 500, merely to make it financially viable and fulfil the orders the request I'd already been given. And just to see how it goes, really.
Okay, Emily, best of luck. Thank you very much indeed.
No problem.
Emily Priest from Totnes in Devon. It's 5:56.
The Highways Agency has today started consultation on plans to get traffic moving faster on one of the country's busiest roads, the M6, isn't it lovely, between Birmingham and Manchester. And the ideas on the table are already proving somewhat controversial. Five Lives' Derek Ivins is by the side of the M6 tonight. So where are you, Derek, and how is the traffic?
Well, this is Junction 19 at Knutswood in Cheshire, beloved of travel reporters, Jane. I think the drivers below me feel they're probably on an endless wheel of existence as well, because the traffic is absolutely nose to tail. It's a prime commuter land here. It is one very congested road.